You know what time it is?
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's another edition of Fin Talk Radio with your hosts, Jim and Maria Wells. Brought to you by Edward Jones, Crystal Carter, Wintersville Fitness, Valdosta Bike Center, FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training, Valdosta Health and Wellness, Fit Talk Radio's Fitness Model Calendar Search Contest, and Crunch Fitness Valdosta. And now, here's Jim and Maria on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And we are back here. Jim, we've been having a little hiatus the last 2 weeks, but we're back here on the air live.
That's right. Been on the road some, first north, then south, but now we're back in the studio in Valdosta, Georgia.
That's right. But, you know, we kind of had a good time. We were up in Ohio with your family. We did a little blurb there while we were there in Ohio that Thursday.
Right. So maybe some of our people who follow us on Facebook, you know, saw the posts from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame there in Cleveland, and also there from the coast of Lake Erie. And then the following week, we were in St. Augustine.
And that was kind of fun.
Right, right. And we did a little hiking on the trails, and we did a little bicycling. And so that was a fun trip, too.
It was. And, you know, you said hello to some of our friends Facebook Live from there, too, with Ollie.
That's right. Ollie was a big help, the dog.
Yeah, we were dog sitting and house sitting for our oldest son, Christian. So thank y'all for bearing with us and letting us travel and being part of our travel experience. But we've got a great show. We're back here in the studio tonight. We've got some beautiful ladies, Jim. Absolutely stunning.
Yes, Robin McCord has brought us a whole team of very fit female athletes.
Absolutely, and she will, Robin, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everyone.
We'll be bringing Robin live on Facebook here in just a moment, but she has brought three beautiful ladies. Tell the listening audience, Robin, who you brought with you.
I've got Leanna Hilton with us tonight. We've got Brandy Young and Rachel Hughes.
Well, these are all OCB pros, and we'll be talking more about that here in just a little bit. But, Jim, we have been working hard today on our big project coming up in August, NPC Night of the Gladiators.
That's right. And it's getting closer and closer. August 27th will be here before you know it.
It absolutely will. We're ordering T-shirts today. We got in our beautiful medals that we're going to be giving out to our competitors. Beautiful, had them made over in China. Got the Fit Talk logo on the lanyard, so we're excited about those. Just getting the red carpet ready for people to walk the red carpet and get their picture made.
Right. We went over and checked out the venue today.
That's right. And got that all squared away. So I'm getting more and more excited as the days go by.
Same here.
And I think we're going to have competitors from all the way from Texas, North Carolina, Georgia, Florida, Alabama. I think it's going to be a grand show.
I expect it to be.
If you're wanting more information about NPC Night of the Gladiators as a competitor or a spectator, you can go to NPCNightOfTheGladiators.com. That is our website. It will give you all the information you need. So be sure to check that out. And let's say hi to Sam McCord, which he belongs to Robin McCord over there, and Sherry Franks. Thank y'all for joining us live on Facebook tonight. But, Jim, we've got a really serious subject here that we're going to be talking about today.
That's right, and it's actually a pretty good time to talk about this. Dehydration, the signs of dehydration, the dangers of dehydration. You know, 4th of July weekend is coming up, right?
Absolutely.
And so I know a lot of people are going to be outside. A lot of people are going to be active. They're going to be doing things. But, you know, really, really, really be aware of your water intake and do what you got to do to avoid dehydration. So we'll talk about that this evening.
Absolutely. So let's say hi to Amanda Arnold. I think she's a new one. We haven't had her before following us Facebook Live, so thank you for joining us. Yeah, I mean, Jim, you know I've had a little bit of an issue with dehydration and kidneys, and that's going to be a whole nother show. But I have begun to realize really how important to hydrate is. And I thought I knew, but I didn't really realize how bad it can affect your kidneys. And I've learned a lot.
Right, and, you know, you bring up a good point, dehydration. I mean, It's more than just saying, oh, I'm hot and thirsty. You know, I mean, there are some actually very serious side effects of this and in some cases, long-term effects if you don't hydrate on a regular basis. And one is the kidneys.
Absolutely.
It has a bad effect on your kidneys.
It really does. And, you know, of course, we're going to have a whole show about this, like I said, but I think I realized that even though I thought I was drinking enough, I wasn't. I was probably chronically dehydrated most of my life.
Yeah, and in your situation, it's going to be really tricky because you don't want to overhydrate and you don't want to underhydrate. So, you know, you've got a special challenge with your, you know, your kidney disease.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we've had such a good summer already. We've got some great shows coming up. We're so excited about our NPC Night of the Gladiators. But along with that, Jim, you know, we are now looking for our next top 12 calendar winners for 2023. So if you think you want to be part of the Fit Talk calendar, we encourage you to go to that website and send us your picture, because we're going to be picking 12 of the best-looking, best-fit people to be on our Fit Talk calendar 2023.
Right, and this year's calendar, the 2022 calendar, turned out really well.
Oh, it did. It was great. And Robin McCord, and you'll see her here in just a moment, she is one of our models on our Fit Talk calendar for 2022.
That's right, and she has a great-looking page.
She absolutely does. So we're going to take a commercial break. Then we're going to be right back, and we're going to bring Robin on Facebook Live with us, along with her beautiful team there, Brandy and Rachel and Leanne. So this is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is dedicated to offering their patients individualized therapy in order to achieve optimal health and well-being. Conditions such as menopause, perimenopause, andropause, or a general hormone imbalance can negatively affect day-to-day living. Their goal is not only to help you feel better, but also to help you maintain therapeutic levels in order to continue living a healthy lifestyle. Call them today at 229-469-6137 or stop by 3328 Bemis Road in Valdosta. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic. There for you.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy at Edward Jones is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor, Crystal Carter, and I am here to help. A job loss, change in health, or a loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to make sure you're equipped for what life throws at you. Call us at 229-244-2772 or visit edwardjones.com to learn more.
Edward Jones, member SIP. PC.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. We have 7 certified personal trainers with varying specialties to make sure you reach your goals. Sports training, military standards, flexibility, mobility, and everything in between. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And Jim, I'm just surrounded by all this beauty over here. I'm sorry you have to be in the corner.
And I'm way down here at the other end of the table. Okay.
Thank goodness he's away over there, away from these beautiful ladies.
Y'all don't need a thorn between all those roses.
That's true, we don't. But we like those muscles that you're carrying on. So he has got the male muscles, and y'all got the female muscles here looking good. I want to say hi to Iris Davis. Iris Davis is live with us today. Thank you, Iris, for joining us. But ladies, y'all don't know her, but she is 78 years young, and wow. She will be here at NPC Night of the Gladiators. She is one of our oldest female bodybuilders in the country, wow. And she will be guest posing with us here at NPC Night of the Gladiators. Awesome. So, Iris, thank you for joining us today so much. And Michael Jackson, thank you for being with us. I don't know, as you come on, I'll try to say hello to you. He's a thriller. And Margie Higgs, thank you for joining us. Robin, though, I mean, I posted this picture with the four beauties there, and, I mean, everybody just went crazy over those pictures.
I have some amazing-looking girls, don't I?
You do. You absolutely do. So that means to me that you are an amazing coach.
Yes. Well, I don't take all the credit. Trust me. These girls put in the work. They know how to get in the gym. They know how to eat well outside the gym. They work so, so hard.
Well, I can tell because they look great. They look absolutely fabulous. And this is Leanne Hilton right behind me. Leanne, say hello to everybody.
Hey.
Well, you know, I know that now you do have a young one.
We do.
You do have a young chick. Not that we're all not young chicks, but you're not 20.
Leanne. I wish.
Well, Robin, tell me how you got involved in all this. I mean, I know how I got involved in bodybuilding and doing all this. I've been in it 45 years. I didn't compete like you girls, but I was in the industry. So how did this start for you, and how do you become a coach? And then I'm going to ask Leanne, you know, how she got involved in all this, and tell them what you are and your titles and everything.
Okay, well, I've actually been into fitness pretty much my entire life. I was an athlete in high school, was in the gym at a young age, just enjoyed it. I kind of fell in love with it. I went into that field as a career and have just worked in fitness and industry for, my gosh, 30-something years now. Really dating myself. But, so I just kind of fell in love with it. I went to school for exercise physiology, so that's what I do full-time. I'm a cancer exercise specialist, so I do work in rehab with cancer patients. And so outside of that, I spend a lot of time in the gym working with my athletes here and just love doing that. I've done personal training, group exercise, you name it, in fitness. I have done it, slide aerobics, step aerobics, pound, kickboxing, hit, you name it through the years. But bodybuilding is just something I wanted to do when I was a lot younger, and I don't know why I thought that I couldn't, like with a family. I kind of wish I had done that a bit younger, so I didn't get into bodybuilding until my 40s. So a little later start for me, but super glad I've kind of jumped into it, fell in love with it, did one show, thought it was going to be a one and done, and decided I just really enjoyed doing it. And so now I just like to kind of give back to other women who I think are probably, you know, dabbling in the industry and thinking about it as well, and just trying to kind of show the ropes to some of the younger girls that are coming in.
Well, you are definitely doing that well, Robin. And not only that, but I see your post on Facebook and that back pose that you were doing the other day and those pull downs. Wow, your back was amazing.
You know, we always show what works well for us. That's our secret. I do love working back. But yeah, definitely there's other areas I need to improve on. But yeah, back is definitely by far one of my favorite muscle groups to work.
Well, Leanne, tell me how all this happened for you. But now, Robin, you are a pro.
Yes. I turned pro in 2021 and was working hard for that pro card. You know, as bodybuilders, we love to chase that pro card, and had my pro debut back in January. So officially enjoying, you know, being on the pro stage, feeling very honored to be amongst other, you know, pro athletes. It's definitely a new level when you're not competing against amateurs any longer. So, but that's just that extra drive that we need in the gym to keep working harder and make those improvements, take that judge's feedback and get stronger and come back looking better at each show.
And Leanne, how about you? How and why did you get started in this sport?
Yeah, so I'd have to say just I've always loved to work out. Really big when I was about 15, 16. I've worked out off and on. However, you know, with having kids and fitness level kind of would fluctuate here and there. However, I'd seen bikini shows before. I thought they were really cool, but I had that same mindset like, I can never do anything like that. Then I saw actually some other girls that I knew where they had competed, and I was like, oh man, I was like, well, if they can do it, then I really think I could do this. So I reached out to one of them, and I knew Sam and Robin, all of them from Moultrie. So I was like, okay. So she told me, like, hey, Robin's my coach. She does this. And I was like, okay. So that's when immediately I reached out to Robin. I remember we had our FaceTime. And she was like, well, just let me know when you do it. I was like, how do I pay you right now? Because I knew if I didn't commit right then, it would have been one of those things like, oh, let me think about it. And then I'd get busy with my, you know, because I'm so busy with kids and my career. But I just like, let me commit now. If I commit now, there's no turning back. I'm going to do this. Then I did one show and then one became pro and got hooked real fast.
She swept that whole show, won every category.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. Now, your federation is OCB, is that correct? And what does that stand for?
It's the Organization of Competition Bodies.
Organization of Competition Bodies. Of course, we are big MPC, which doesn't matter. It's just that's the federation that I got involved in when I was in my early 20s, and that's just where I stayed. Then, of course, became gym owner and trainer and promoter and competition prep coach and now Jim and I are promoters and NPC judges. But there are many good federations out there, and I think OCB is definitely one of them. Well, you know, the subject tonight is dehydration. So, Jim, start us off on that, and then you give us your thoughts on, because y'all, when I said that, y'all all came in with your big water. Where's the water bottles at?
I left one out there. Okay. Too much room. It's massive.
I also found it interesting, as we were driving down here, and Maria picked up my notes here and was looking at some of the dangers of dehydration. And she hadn't had that paper in her hand 10 seconds, and her other hand automatically went to the water bottle. She was taking a sip of water.
But staying proactive.
Yeah. But some of the top signs of dehydration include fatigue, sudden lightheadedness. Also, if you notice that your urine is dark yellow, your heart rate increases, you overheat, muscles cramp, your skin loses its elasticity, you have a hard time producing tears, you're parched, you have dry mouth and lips, headache, dry skin, strange food cravings, bad breath, or maybe even you feel drunk. Which is ironic, because if you drink too much of something else, that will also make you feel drunk. But if you don't get enough water, you might feel drunk.
True.
So have y'all ever experienced dehydration or known someone that did?
Well, just working with patients, we see it a lot. A lot of times when people are having all the symptoms that you just listed, Jim, they're thinking it's from something else. And quite honestly, you can actually just treat it by just drinking water. They'd be surprised if that headache isn't really caused by anything other than you've not had water today. It's just amazing what our bodies actually need. When you think about the synovial fluid, the cerebral spinal fluid, just our blood, everything is water. And what cushions the spine, what cushions the brain, you know, when we don't get that, everything dries up just like a plant that's not been watered. So it just kind of, you know, gets brittle. And is it going to function properly? So, yeah, that hydration is so, so important. It affects so many systems in the body.
Robin, I'm going to weigh in on that because, you know, after having 5 brain surgeries, my CSF fluid was messed up and got hydrocephalus, meningitis. And that is one thing that they kept telling me, you must drink that water because that CSF fluid will not, and the shunt that I had to wear helps that to cushion that brain. And I can definitely tell when I don't have enough water. You know, I get disoriented slightly, a headache, slightly nauseous. So definitely very, very important. Well, Leanne, show me your water bottle. Did you show it to him? I mean, she walked in with this. I didn't tell her to bring it. I didn't ask her to bring it. She walked in with this water bottle.
It goes with me everywhere, even in restaurants. My husband sometimes gets a little embarrassed because they ask what would I like to drink, and I'm like, I'm good.
That's so funny. So, you know, things like, how do you know you're a bodybuilder without saying you're a bodybuilder?
Tote your water around.
Yes, yeah. Right.
Carry a gallon jug of water.
Well, Leanne, tell me how much water you drink every day.
Usually 1 to 1.5 gallons, but that's the only way I can do it. I initially started with just like the Dasani water bottles, but there's really no good way to keep up with that. I would be like, is this my 3rd one? Is this my 4th one? Then I went big, and I got the gallon water bottle like this, and that was just a little too cumbersome to carry around. So then I was like, okay, halfway mark. So that's a 1/2 gallon. So I've got my times throughout the day when I know I have to have this one down, and my last one down. But my last one usually won't be a full one because I also have my clear protein that I'm drinking and other supplements that I'm mixing with water that kind of counts towards that.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know I have to have all of that down before about 7, 8 o'clock or I'll have a miserable night. So
you'll be running to the toilet all night.
Correct. Correct.
Well, Leanne, and there's a lot of women that are going to be listening to you and seeing you today. What advice would you give them? There's a lot of women that are scared. They would like to do and accomplish what you and Robin have accomplished, or at least the accomplishment just to get on stage. What advice would you give them?
I mean, just really don't second guess. You know, if that's something that's been in the back of your mind or, you know, you've just thought about it, don't ever think that you can't do it. Anybody can do it. If I can do it, you know, with two small kids, with a full-time career, anybody can really do it. You just have to commit to it and say whatever it takes and then just go for it. Don't let anything hold you back.
All righty, Jim, any final words for Leanne before we bring the next beauty up?
Just good luck and keep up the good work.
Absolutely, Leanne. Thank you for joining us here today on Fit Talk.
Thank you.
All right. Robin, what a great competitor.
Oh, my gosh. She's amazing. When I saw her, I was like, she's a natural.
She definitely does. We're going to take a commercial break and bring either Brandy or Rachel in. And we'll step out there and bring one of them in, and we'll be right back. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife, Melissa, and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is dedicated to offering their patients individualized therapy in order to achieve optimal health and well-being. Conditions such as menopause, perimenopause, andropause, or a general hormone imbalance can negatively affect day-to-day living. Their goal is not only to help you feel better, but also to help you maintain therapeutic levels in order to continue living a healthy lifestyle. Call them today at 229-469-6137 or stop by 3328 Bemis Road in Valdosta. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic. There for you.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy at Edward Jones is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor, Crystal Carter, and I am here to help. A job loss, change in health, or a loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to make sure you're equipped for what life throws at you. Call us at 229-244-2772 or visit edwardjones.com to learn more.
Edward Jones, member SIPC.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. We have 7 certified personal trainers with varying specialties to make sure you reach your goals. Sports training, military standards, flexibility, mobility, and everything in between. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria, but I'm going to slip back out of the way so we can let y'all see these beauties. Robin, tell us who we have here with us.
We have Brandy Young, who is a new OCB pro, and she also just won a huge show, the NGA Florida State. She made her pro debut. She won that entire show against some very, very, very seasoned pro athletes there. So she represented well.
Well, Brandy, good for you.
Congratulations. For
you. Congratulations on that. Well, Jim, I know we've been talking about dehydration. Of course, Robin, I mean, your career, your background, just really, you can just give us tons and tons of information. But everybody walked in here with their water today. I mean, I was so impressed. Yeah. You know, everybody has their water. I mean, they've got it. So, Jim, what are some of the dangers of dehydration?
Okay, well, you know, it varies from things that are just annoying and maybe cause you a little discomfort to things that are very serious, including the extreme death, which wouldn't be a possible side effect. We'll get to that. But, yeah, believe it or not. Anyway, but muscle cramps is one.
I've experienced that. Have y'all ever experienced muscle cramps from dehydration?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right. And another is depression. The brain requires 85% water, more than any other organ in the body. So if you don't get enough water, then that could lead to fatigue, being lethargic, being depressed, and not having any energy. So that's another danger of dehydration, depression. How about constipation? After food is eaten, it is broken down in the small intestine, and the non-essential portion of the food gets converted to waste. Dehydration causes the intestinal cells to extract water from the food waste in the intestines, causing the waste to become hard, leading to constipation.
Robin, I know you dealing with cancer patients. I mean, all the medications they take, if they don't drink enough water, I'm sure that happens to them.
Oh, yeah, and a lot of times, too, you know, with them, they can't keep things down, so that adds a whole other level of just not getting fluids into their body. So it's very common for them to have to come in and get an IV and get those fluids back in their body, yeah, just because of, you know, they got to get those medications in or they're just not going to, you know, tolerate treatment well, and it's going to, you know, further along that road that they're trying to get well again. So, yeah, water is so huge. I just can't say enough about it.
Well, Brandy, come up here and get right in the microphone for me. You know, so how much water every day do you drink?
I'm currently drinking about 4 of these, so it's 64 ounces. So, yeah, anywhere between 1.5 to 2 gallons of water, which seems pretty extreme. I don't know really where I hold it. But I have learned that, you know, the less I drink, the worse I feel, the less energy I have. It's definitely not a good day, for sure. So I wake up drinking it. I know exactly the amount that I need to be reached by lunch, and I have different increments throughout the day that I know I'm going downhill if I don't meet it. So,
Robin, I mean, this is a very disciplined sport.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's like Brandy said, you know, we have certain markers, we have certain goals, and it's not a surprise what we need to do. We know it ahead of time. Water's just a huge part of the sport. You know, years ago, it was all about dehydrating the body. And now, you know, that's actually the opposite. We actually hydrate really before we go on stage. You don't want to come out looking dehydrated on stage. So we want to kind of fill the body out. And water's one way to do that. So we make sure that we don't even withhold the water, even on show day. So that's kind of a surprise to some people who aren't in the sport. So
right, because to dry out used to be a term that we used back in the old days. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, Brandy, tell us how you got involved in this very high-end, a very disciplined sport.
Oh, gosh. You know, I really can't look back and find a defining moment that I said, oh, this is what I want to do. I certainly did not grow up with a family member that was in bodybuilding. I don't even think that any of my family members worked out. So it was not anything that was just natural for me. Probably back in 2015, my husband, he had done powerlifting throughout his younger years. I say younger because he is about to be 40 as well. So he was really the only thing that I could kind of look at and understand any type of bodybuilding type style. So after I had my daughter in 2012, I did kind of dabble in the gym area. I did some classes, started some training in about 2015, and that just kind of surrounded me around people that did understand the bodybuilding. And so I was kind of curious about it, looked into it. I actually did a mock 12-week prep. It was very intense. I did realize that I certainly don't have enough muscle to retain after that prep. So I just wasn't really ready to go back to the drawing board. And to be honest, I think bodybuilding comes with a certain stereotype that I wasn't ready to tackle. I didn't have enough support to tackle that stereotype. My husband was not okay with it. And so just out of respect for that and a lot of other things, I kind of just suppressed that what I thought might have been a passion in me. But I did continue with the prepping. I did go back and kind of got it down to a science with another coach and trainer, how my body fluctuates with different carbs and everything, because that was just a whole, you know, whole new learning process for me, because I never understood nutrition and how I can incorporate that into workouts before and after. And it was a lot. And so it did take me several years to just really pinpoint what my body needs, what I enjoy about it. And I've actually come to find that I actually enjoy counting macros, and I enjoy the hard workouts, and I just really love seeing, you know, where I can take my body. And probably what last year, again, didn't really have any concern about it. I've got a lot going on. My husband and I, we and our business partner, we run and operate an agency in 40 states. So I have a lot of hats that I wear. I've got three kids, one of them about to start college. He's 20. Another teenager and a 10-year-old daughter. So I have a lot going on and trying to keep household and stuff like that running smoothly. But I do try to always incorporate my fitness and make that important, not just because of appearance, but just to genuinely have something for me and kind of have that outlook, and that hour is kind of like my vacation. So a little bit of time I can be selfish and focus on me. Fast forward, Leanna and I became friends that you just heard speak probably about 3 years ago. She and I had actually really had only done HIIT training for about three solid years. So did that for 3 years. That really got to be something that was kind of wear and tearing on my body. I had a lot of injuries. We both kind of phased out into the gym style atmosphere, which was really new to me. And so she had already kind of connected with Robin, and I'd seen a lot of improvement just kind of where she was going with that. Competition had already taken off. I'd supported her with her shows and really convinced my husband to kind of like, okay, let's go to Robin and Leanna's show. Let's just see how it, you know, because again, there's that stereotype. Let's come watch our friends that, you know, present themselves in a classy manner. You've got two beautiful women that are career driven, have a family, have all these accolades, and they still can do the work, put in, you know, the workouts two times a day, and still come out shining and have, you know, all that in them. And so I just knew that was something that I was capable of, and I wanted to be a part of that. Fast forward, took my husband, and he was like, okay, I can respect the sport. Like, I get it. Let's maybe let you loose and see how you'll do, see if you even like it. And so, of course, we started the prep in probably mid-February, and my body ended up leaning out pretty quickly because we really didn't know, of course, how it was going to turn out. And so we jumped on the May show a little bit prematurely versus their original June plan. And so it happened to be OCB. And so now we're all OCB family. So that's where I started from. So,
well, Brandy, I mean, you know, that's a pretty big thing when you have to get your family support to do this sport. The way I see it is it's a sport, and you are athletes. I mean, and you're right, there has been some negative connotation to bodybuilding as a whole, and then bikini girls. I wouldn't call y'all bikini girls. Y'all are bikini women athletes. Yeah. And I respect that. My husband respects it. I mean, we're judges for the NPC, and we've been doing this for several years now. Mm-hmm. These women and these men, and of course I'm saying it, y'all are athletes. Y'all have to put in the work. You have to put in the discipline. You have to put in the diet. So we can certainly see it here. I mean, she looks like a little Barbie doll to me. I mean, she's got that Barbie doll face.
She's our brunette Barbie.
Well, she is. I mean, she just, I was looking at her and thinking, she's a live Barbie doll here, you know? And Barbie was my favorite thing, and her little white Corvette with the red leather interior. I mean, that's all you need is a white Corvette with red. I'll tell your husband that, okay? I'll tell him that.
But listen, Brandy, you mentioned something that reminded me of a recent conversation that Maria had. And it was actually an online conversation with a competitor, a female competitor. And they were discussing how, you know, sometimes there's not a lot of support for females. And A lot of people don't understand the motivation, and they question people. Why do you want muscles? Why do you want to be in the gym? That's for men, et cetera, et cetera. And Maria had just a very, very heartfelt, thoughtful response that I think inspired this young woman. And and Maria kind of read the exchange to me, and I was just very impressed with her thoughts. But so I'm going to ask you, do you ever get any like strange questions or rude comments or things like that that people just don't get it?
Not really a lot of strange questions. I do tend to get a lot of people feeling like they can just casually tell me I need to eat more, you're too skinny, like. When are you going to start eating weight and ready for you to gain weight? Just, you know, and I'm just respectful and say, you know, I get it, but the only opinion I care about are the judges. Uh-huh. You just have to understand that I am staying healthy. You know, I keep my hormones in check. If this was something that I knew that was really putting a toll on my body outside of just, you know, manual hard labor of the workout and kind of being in a deficit, I would certainly check myself. But because I haven't had any issues, no type of hormonal issues, has not been detrimental to me. And, of course, I stay hydrated, and I feel like I certainly drink more because of this sport. One thing about dehydration that I've kind of experienced since I was probably back in high school is, and I didn't realize it had stemmed from being dehydrated, is I started having, like, neurological disorder. Where I would have, I believe it's called an acute headache. Basically, it gives you stroke-like symptoms. My entire left body would gradually go numb, and I would be disoriented, and it would really put me down for a good solid 24 hours. And I've kind of always dealt with that since I was in high school, even as an adult. And like clockwork, every 3 months I would have that, you know. And there was really nothing you can do other than pray it's not an actual full-blown stroke and that it could eventually lead into a stroke. And one thing that I've realized being on prep is I am hydrating and I'm being consistent, and I've not had any of those migraines since February. So I do feel like that's certainly something you do need to be more aware of. And you know, of course, it affects our skin, and you know, that's more of like a cosmetic angle looking at it, but it just, being hydrated just affects your mood, your skin, and everything else. So
you know, what a great testimony to staying hydrated, Brandy. And I think women particularly, we don't take that seriously and don't stay as hydrated. I know I didn't as even a younger adult. And I think it certainly affected me. I want to say hi to Ashton Marie. Ashton, I think, is going to be one of our competitors at the NPC 9, the Gladiators, Gail Ingfinger, Joe Pate, Dixie, one of our Dixie Chick girls that we met in Florida. I call them the Dixie Chicks. A mama and two daughters competed. Couldn't even tell which one the mama was. So the beautiful three blonde girls. They would be here at NPC 9 of the Gladiators. They have a family event that they can't come. Gary Dean, thank you for joining us. Patty Hodges, thank you for joining us. Brooke Ray, thank you for joining us. I'm going to ask you one question, Brandy. What advice would you give a young lady, a young mother of all these children and your work or you're helping your husband, but yet you're making time for yourself? What advice would you give someone just starting out who's interested in doing this sport?
Oh, gosh, it's definitely hard to just give one piece of advice. That's a tough question. I would just say definitely stay true to yourself. You know what you have in you. You know what you're made of. You know what you're capable of. Certainly get that goal in mind and just don't let yourself down. No matter what anybody says, put it in the front of you and just move forward. And once you get that momentum, I feel like you really just need to stay on it, because that's just kind of it, you know, anything with life. Once you get the momentum, keep going.
Great advice, Brandy. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Robin, I mean, it just keeps getting better and better. We have one more beauty out there waiting. So we're going to take a commercial break, and we're going to bring Rachel back with us in just a moment. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
This is Sean Eichenberry. Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is dedicated to offering their patients individualized therapy in order to achieve optimal health and well-being. Conditions such as menopause, perimenopause, andropause, or a general hormone imbalance can negatively affect day-to-day living. Their goal is not only to help you feel better, but also to help you maintain therapeutic levels in order to continue living a healthy lifestyle. Call them today at 229-469-6137 or stop by 3328 Bemis Road in Valdosta. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic, there for you.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy at Edward Jones is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor, Crystal Carter, and I am here to help. A job loss, change in health, or a loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to make sure you're equipped for what life throws at you. Call us at 229-244-2772 or visit edwardjones.com to learn more.
Edward Jones, member SIP. PC.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. We have 7 certified personal trainers with varying specialties to make sure you reach your goals. Sports training, military standards, flexibility, mobility, and everything in between. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello, I'm Maria. Welcome back to Fit Talk Radio.
And I'm Jim. I'm over here. Now, if you're watching on Facebook, I'm not in the shot, but that's okay because these three lovely ladies are in the shot. I'm at the other end of the table, but I'm still here.
He's still there. And, Jim, we've been talking about dehydration. There's some real dangers to dehydration.
Right, right. And, you know, I got a list. I got about halfway through the list earlier, but let me finish this. Starting with joint complications, dehydration causes the cartilage in our joints to rub against each other, causing weakening and wearing over time. Now, the good news is with adequate water, new cells will form and the cartilage can be repaired if you haven't let it go too long and get too bad. But now, you know, as we go down this list, some of these dangers get more and more serious. Kidney stones. Dehydration can cause kidney stones. Gallstones. Kidney disease. Hypertension. High blood pressure is common in people who are chronically dehydrated. And even death. Water totals about 60% of the body's total weight. Every single bodily function and process needs water to remain active and healthy. Severe dehydration can be fatal.
Well, you know, again, Jim, this all just applies to me, as you well know, and the kidney disease that they've just recently diagnosed me with. So I'm taking hydration very, very serious. I want to say a big shout out right now to Candy Rowe because it says she's watching. Hey, Candy, how are you? The reason I'm here today, sitting in this studio, WVGA, Fit Talk, is because Candy Rowe used to work here for Black Crow Media, and she just insisted that they needed me to come over here and do a fitness show.
Right.
And 8.5 years later, I'm still here.
It took her a while to convince you to do it.
Yeah, I wasn't really that excited about it. But Candy Rowe, thank you so much. Of course, Candy's not with Black Crow anymore, but she's a great friend. She has Superman for a husband, Jim.
That's right. His nickname is Superman.
His nickname is Superman. And just love you, Candy, and hope to see you soon. Hope you and that Superman husband come to NPC Night of the Gladiators on the 27th. That's for sure. Well, Robin, tell us who this lovely lady is. I'm going to ask her to scoot all the way up and get your mouth right in the microphone. Tell us who we got here.
All right. We've got Miss Rachel Hughes, and she is our cutie patootie on Team Fortress. yeah, she is somebody that I saw in the gym. You know, I think as trainers and coaches, you just see people from a distance, and you think, oh, my gosh, they got what this takes, you know, to be in the sport. And so so I think my husband started working on her. She probably already had the passion and the desire, I think, in her. So I'll let her tell that story. But, yes, just so proud to have her on our team.
Yeah, Sam definitely got me from the floor. I didn't never thought that I would do anything like this. And, yeah, I met Sam and talked to Sam multiple times before I even talked to Robin. And my boyfriend also pushed me to do it big time. It was I had a lot of confidence in the gym. I've been in the gym for like 5 years now, bodybuilding, and they really, you know, they pointed me out. They're like, you can do something like this. And I didn't have that kind of confidence to compete. And, you know, I was like, I'll bodybuild all day. We'll lift some weights. Let's do some heavy lifting. But never to compete and lean out like I had to. So she definitely brought that out in this sport for sure.
She's a good coach.
Yeah, she's amazing, amazing. So I'm a personal trainer. I'm a certified personal trainer, certified nutritionist. So, you know, this was just something I didn't ever think that I would dabble in.
Now, where are you a trainer at?
I was a trainer at Crunch Fitness, but I went off on my own, and my boyfriend and I opened up our own fitness business, Next Era Fitness. So now I just have clients that I train myself. So, yeah.
Well, congratulations. You are definitely a woman after my own heart, because I made a living in the gym business, not only in my own gyms, personal trained people as competition coach, a prep coach, and so I certainly get it. Mm-hmm. And it was been my life's passion. Now I just promote others like you beautiful ladies. Well, you know, that's so I know Sam called me a salesperson, but that Sam is a salesperson too.
He'll get you now. He'll
Sam
get
McCord
you.
We're talking about you.
Let me tell you, the first time he said something, I was like, I was telling my boyfriend, I was like, nope.
Thought he was some creepy old man, didn't
not
you?
Not doing
you?
It. I was like, I'm not doing it.
Don't be mad, Sam.
Yeah. But, you know, he came after me a second. He came after me a third. And then finally my boyfriend was like, you know, Rachel, you can do this. Your body looks that great. And I started doing my research, looking at Robin and stuff. And I was like, you know what? I do have the body build for this.
Good for you, Rachel.
Yeah. So she definitely brought it out in me. I didn't think that I had it in me at all. So she's awesome.
Well, Robin, what you got to say about this beautiful young lady? But I know what your husband has to say about you. Yeah. He is all about that Robin McCord, I can tell you. He is promoting that Robin McCord, and not only you, but I just love your husband because he's promoting me and Jim at Fit Talk Radio and NPC Night of the Gladiators.
He and Robin both, yeah.
Yeah, he's promoting us and Robin both. So, you know, I feel kind of, you know, a kindred spirit with Sam, but he is all about Robin, and he knows that you're a good coach, and he's very, very proud of you.
Well, yeah, it is. It's so nice to have that support. And I tell you, one thing I want to say about my ladies here is that they were all living this lifestyle before I kind of came into the picture. You know, so this is, it's not like I turned anybody, a competitor, into something grand. I really just kind of see something in them and just, you know, motivate. That's really what a coach does. It motivates them to rise to their potential. And, you know, where it comes to posing, you know, bodybuilding is not just the physique, you know, it's all about the stage presence as well. So we spend a lot of time together as ladies, and we got a posing session at 7:45 tomorrow morning. And so, I mean, it's just something we're fully committed to, and super proud of this one too, because she's another one. I tell you, all three of these ladies today, when they competed in their very first show, again, they all swept the categories. So they won debut, they won novice, they won their respective open categories or age categories, whatever they were in that show. So they came and they swept. So, you know, I'm just super proud of them, proud of the hard work that they put in. Rachel's our newest pro. She turned pro, what, 2 weeks ago now?
A week and a half. I guess in a week and a half.
She turned pro at the same show that I turned pro at a year ago. And so that was super exciting. So I knew the promoter really well, and it was really sad. I had to work that day, and I could not be there to support her. So I was glued to my phone, waiting to hear those results and see clips of her on stage, and you just feel like a mama bird. when your athletes are out there doing their best, and she killed it. When I say she killed it on that stage, she killed it.
Were you scared at all, Rachel?
You know, I wasn't as scared as I was until it was time to walk on the stage. And the first time I walked on the stage, I was shaking, and I was like, just going over what Robin told me to do. If you start shaking, and it's just breathe. But then the next time I went on stage, I was barely shaking. And then the last time I went on stage, I was barely shaking. They both, her and the other two ladies who have supported me completely through this, told me to own the stage, or at least act like you own the stage, and I did. And so I had a lot of fun with it, too, and I won, and it was amazing, the most very amazing experience.
Well, I tell you what, I've been following Robin, and by following Robin, I'm following y'all, too, now. And it's exciting for me because I love it when I see women pick up that mantle and do what I have loved doing for 40-something years. I raised a family in the gym and fitness business. I made a living in the gym and fitness business, you know. I paid my light bill, grocery, you know. So I love to see this, and it's exciting to me. Jim wishes I was making a living in the fitness business now. But I'm retired from that end of it. Whatever I want to do. Thank you, honey. But it's exciting to me because now I do it this way, and I promote you guys. And not only are we promoting you on the radio and online, but now our MPC show, we're promoting everybody. And, of course, Sam is going to be part of our MPC family, and he is going to be competing in MPC Night of the Gladiators, Robin. Tell me how that's been with him. Oh
my gosh. Okay. Well, I don't normally coach men. I coach my ladies here, my bikini girls. So I'm coaching my husband right now, and that's been interesting. And it's interesting to see him go through a prep. He's only experienced it as a husband and as somebody supporting us through the prep. And typically he loses weight when I'm in prep as well, because he's usually eating the same foods. And but yeah, seeing him go through it is pretty exciting, I'm not going to lie. And I cannot wait for him to be on stage and him to have his debut and, you know, just kind of show off what he's really worked hard for. He's been way more dedicated than I thought he would be to the process. And I think deep down he's really enjoying it. So I think he thought this might be a one and done, and he's already talking about a second show and hasn't even had the first yet. So, yeah, I'm excited for him.
He's still got a few weeks before the show, but I can already see the transformation.
Oh, yeah, we can definitely see the transformation.
He's making progress.
And he's excited about it. And, you know, I think he was unsure in the very beginning, but I think he told me that he's enjoying the process, Robin. He's enjoying it. He's excited about it. And we can't wait to see him step on stage either. I think it's going to be great.
Well, you know, think about bodybuilding. I mean, I could talk bodybuilding all day, but you know, he's 56 and doing this for the first time. And it just, the longevity that is in this sport, you know, you talk about, she's 73, the competitor coming, or 70. You know, it's just amazing how there's very few sports that you can do that with. And so it's just, you know, I'm so glad that he's doing this, that we share this passion. It's just been a lot of fun. You know, I love working with my girls because honestly, you know, if I never step on stage again, seeing them step on stage, win a pro card is almost as exciting. I think more exciting than even winning my own card, you know, when you're kind of just getting to cheer them on. So, yeah, it's a sport that's just given me so much. And to me, I'm just trying to give a little bit of that back now to other competitors.
Yeah, I think that's right, Rob. And of course, I never made it to the pro stage of. And that wasn't my goal, you know, but I felt the same way when I was doing competition prep for people. And, you know, there's a couple of girls that I have stayed close to throughout the years that, you know, I was there for them, their first show. And, one of them is from Valdosta, and I hope that she gets to come back and be on our stage, because she got to go to the Arnold and compete in women's fitness in pole in pole fitness. And I hope that she gets to come and be part of our show this year and do pole fitness. You talk about an athlete. Oh,
she's incredible.
She is one of the most incredible athletes I have ever seen. She's a former VSU cheerleader, but she hasn't committed yet to come. I'm trying to twist her arm. But so I do understand and get it so much. Well, Rachel, is there any final words you'd like to say to a competitor that who might be, you know, thinking about this and not have the confidence? What would you like to tell them?
It is worth it. I definitely had moments of breakdown and, you know, self-doubt. And, you know, even I had Robin and my family and my coworkers who constantly heard me complain about not being able to eat a cheeseburger or anything. It is so worth it. Even before I won anything, just walking on the stage and experiencing everything, it is worth it. If, you know, you think about doing it and you think you can do it, don't let anything hold you back. Do it. You know, you never know where it's going to take you. If you win or you don't, it's going to give you a great experience.
Well, the one thing I say all the time is, what's the worst that can happen? You will be in the best shape of your life ever.
Yes, you're in the best shape. You learned how to count your macros if you have a great coach and you drink more water now. And it's just, you know, there's a lot of pluses to it. So
there you go. So there is no negatives. You hear so many people, oh, I don't like going through prep. You know, I don't. Well, I mean, nobody does. No, I don't think that there's not one person I've ever taught that says, oh, I just love prep. You know, oh, Robin loves prep.
Robin does.
Disregard Robin. Disregard her. Nobody loves prep.
You freak.
You freak. Sam, Robin likes prep. Charles Clark, how are you doing, buddy? So good to see you. Brock Man, he is on our calendar, our Fit Talk calendar.
Hey, Brock Man.
Charles Clark, so good to see you again. Well, Robin, there's three of these ladies that I hope to see on the Fit Talk calendar next year. Okay. I'm going to do that one plug there and done about that. But, you know, what a great group of ladies, Robin. I mean, thank you so much for bringing them here and being part of this today. I think that each of you have inspired so many people. And hopefully some of these women that were sitting on the fence and trying to decide, can I do this, if I can do this. I'm going to say one thing about a young lady, and I always talk about her because she, to me, is one of the girls that is one of the most amazing people in the world. She's IFBB Pro, Christina Bryant. She lived here in Valdosta for a while. I don't know if y'all know Christina, but she was – I thought she came to me and she said, I'm going to be a bodybuilder. And I thought, there's no way, you know, you're not going to be a bodybuilder, because she was a big girl. And I saw her coming to the gym day after day, week after week, wearing a sweatsuit, getting on that treadmill. And the next thing I knew, you know, she had lost a bunch of weight. She lost a whole person. She stands on that stage now loud and proud. She will be with us at the NPC Night of the Gladiators. She's got a great transformation story. It's just amazing. And so we're going to have a lot of good people that y'all are going to be able to meet at NPC Night of the Gladiators. So thank y'all for joining us today and giving us your thoughts. And Jim, anything, final words on dehydration?
Well, just one last thing. You know, we've been talking about the symptoms and the dangers. So, you know, what do you do about it? Hey, the solution is simple. Drink water. Drink water. Not necessarily caffeinated beverages. You know, those might not do the trick. Now, Maria and I did enjoy our iced coffee from Red Owl today.
We did.
What was that called? What did we order?
Golden Owl.
A Golden Owl is delicious. But, you know, when you know, it's hot out, especially, and you're going to be outdoors, you know, make sure you get a lot of water every day, regardless whether you're outside or inside. Stay hydrated. Drink a lot of water.
Melissa Gill Rhodes, thank you for joining us today. Listen, thanks all of our Facebook friends for joining us today. Robin, again, thank you so much. Thank you for bringing in Lee Ann and Brandy and Rachel with us. And listen, I've just fell in love with your husband. He's a sweetheart. For a while there, he was calling me every day or texting me every day. And I would say, Jim, Sam again. You know, Jim wasn't jealous or nothing. And Sam doesn't want me. Well, he don't want grandma over here. But, you know, he had questions. He had serious things he was asking me. So, you know, I tried to get the answers for him. No, he's not. Thank goodness. I think that's great. So we're looking forward to seeing Sam on stage. Well, Jim, I think that wraps us up. One more show.
Absolutely. Robin, you must be proud of your team, and thanks for bringing them in this evening.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
All right, and everybody, keep the faith, love your family, and stay fit.
This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio. Bye.